And as one senator leaves the chamber, another prepares to enter. Rex Patrick, the man who will fill South Australian Nick Xenophon's shoes, has been approved to take his place in the Federal Parliament's upper house. The former submariner and political advisor will be sworn in tomorrow and says his focus will be on energy, the Murray-Darling Basin and shipbuilding. Caroline Winter reports.
In his first order of business, Rex Patrick set the record straight on his citizenship.
I was born in New Zealand in 1967 to two New Zealand-born parents who were born to four New Zealand grandparents, and I have renounced my New Zealand citizenship prior to nomination.
The 50-year-old moved to Australia when he was seven and says he wants Section 44 of the Constitution revisited.
There are many, many good people that are serving in the Parliament and have only until recently served in the Parliament who are quintessential Australians and have fantastic work ethics and are very, very smart. And it seems a little odd to me that, you know, working back and looking at their heritage, whether they've got a grandparent born overseas, becomes a critical factor in whether or not they should sit in the Parliament.
For the past 2 years, Rex Patrick has been a political advisor to Nick Xenophon, the man he now replaces in the Senate. His employment roll call includes senior company executive, business owner and submariner with the Navy.
Look, Nick actually did ask me prior to the last election whether or not I wanted to run on the ticket. I didn't think I had the right foundation. I needed to get some experience under my belt inside the Parliament. So it hasn't come as a complete surprise to me.
A joint sitting of the South Australian Parliament today approved Rex Patrick to fill the casual Senate vacancy left after Nick Xenophon quit to run in the state election. Premier Jay Weatherill.
We wish him all the best for the future. Interestingly, he has a deep background in submarines and the defence sector, and I hope he can be a powerful advocate for the very things that we're talking about today, that is maximising the jobs in the submarine and shipbuilding industry here in South Australia.
Rex Patrick controversially leaked information to the media from the French company building Australia's future submarines. It's a move he defended to highlight security concerns in France and says his focus in the federal parliament will be shipbuilding, manufacturing and the Murray-Darling Basin.
I will continue to put pressure, as Nick has formally done, on the government to make sure that we maximise Australian industry content in the submarine project. And indeed the Future Frigate project. I would hope that I can be a watchdog in terms of making sure that that project is run effectively and efficiently as well.
The soon-to-be senator will be sworn in tomorrow morning, joining his Nick Xenophon team colleagues Skye Kokoski-Moore and Stirling Griff.
I think we'd have to say that this is an important move. What it means is that Nick Xenophon's national status is going to disappear.
Dean Jench is Emeritus Professor of Politics at Flinders University. He says, like many new candidates, Rex Patrick is an unknown, but joins Parliament at a very interesting time.
He's come into the Senate at a time when the Parliament as a whole, and of course part of that is the Senate, is absolutely embroiled in two key divisive issues. One of them is the problem over citizenship, and the second one is going to be the release tomorrow of the decision of our poll that we held on same-sex marriage. Now, that is going to convulse the Parliament, both houses of the Parliament, and a new member who's only just joined the Senate is going to have some considerable trouble being heard with that uproar going on.
So it may be to his advantage that he slips in quietly.
I think slip in quietly, do a lot of listening, do a lot of talking and do a lot of thinking. And then when this is all over, you can start beginning to exercise your personality in the Senate.
Dean Jench, political expert from Flinders University, ending Caroline Winter's report.